Snipers, you have to see what's happening the Bitcoin price this Monday, as you have to pay attention as CPI numbers are coming out tomorrow. And what the expectation is right now is that we're going to be seeing inflation lower than expected. People are now talking about deflation. Elon Musk, Cathie Woods, and check this out, snipers. Oil has just witnessed a death cross for the first time in 2 years. This is when the 50-day moving average crosses below the 200-day moving average. Past occurrences have led to double-digit percentage losses. Wouldn't expect anything different this time around. Snipers, there's a lot to talk about today. A new previous weekly open on all of our charts. Major support and resistance level. Smash like button for the YouTube algorithm if you support this content. Let's dive straight into today's analysis. We'll get into the charts, but let's discuss some more interesting fundamentals happening right now. Oh, check this out. We got a boat passing by, so I do apologize if there's a little bit of noise. But check this out, snipers. Bitcoin is repeating its past two bear market structures. If this continues to hold, we're in the calm before the storm phase for the bears, aka a massive move up. And then look at this. The Ethereum to Bitcoin chart is very close to a three-day MACD bearish crossover. Five of the last six crosses have resulted in further downside moves. We'll continue to monitor the Ethereum to Bitcoin chart. Something very interesting that we're going to talk about on the charts is the Ethereum to Bitcoin chart is looking a lot like the DXY, as the previous weekly open is actually resistance, unlike the S&P 500 and Bitcoin, where the previous weekly open is support, indicating that the equity markets and Bitcoin are in an uptrend, but the Ethereum to Bitcoin chart and the DXY are currently in a downtrend, at least in the immediate medium term, the immediate short term. And so that's very interesting. And remember, that three-day MACD bullish crossover for Bitcoin is what actually bottomed Bitcoin out and has allowed Bitcoin to come and test 24,000 and maintain the yearly lows. And so the three-day chart and these MACD crossovers are extremely important. So very interesting to see that with the Ethereum to Bitcoin chart and the merge coming up in less than 48 hours. Remember, you buy the hype, you sell the news. And the news is coming here in the next 48 hours. Is it time to sell back into Bitcoin? Maybe move some Ethereum into other altcoins? That could be a potential. Look at Ethereum against other altcoins. We might take a look at some charts. But then look at this. The Bitcoin hash rate is ripping to new all-time highs. Just wanted to bring that up. And then Bitcoin's three-day RSI is on the verge of breaking the downtrending resistance, which started 20 months ago in January of 2021. The three-day candle closes in a few hours. We have to continue to monitor what's happening there, snipers. Let's dive into the charts. We have a lot to talk about, snipers. By the way, I appreciate each and every one of you guys, the best community in the world. Oh, wow. I wanted to show you some fire. Look at that. I'm in a beautiful place right now, just enjoying the view. Sometimes you have to enjoy yourself during these bear markets, right? So let's continue to talk about what's happening here. So as long as the S&P 500 doesn't come back down to 3929, there's no reason for Bitcoin to see some downside. We are currently seeing this major support hold and an uptrend continue, a higher low forming here for the S&P 500, bouncing off of support. The previous weekly open is a major support, and we are way in above it right now. We have a lot of room to see potential upside, and we have a nice cushion to not see downside. The DXY, the opposite picture here. Now we have some resistance at the previous weekly open at 109.609. The immediate short term, we still have some room for more downside for the DXY. We have to monitor the DXY when these CPI numbers come out tomorrow, snipers, because CPI numbers have led to major reactions in the markets over the last few months. And so CPI numbers are extremely important. Let's see what happens. I'll get a video update out if we start to see some extreme volatility. But what could we expect on the downside and upside? Let's continue to talk about that, snipers. So the DXY inside of this range still has some potential for some downside, indicating equities and the cryptocurrency market could still potentially see some upside. Well, what's happening outside of that? Well, let's pull up the Ethereum US dollar price. You can see in the USD pairing, Ethereum has failed to get above 1760. And that validates this bearish head and shoulder pattern. If we don't get above 1760, it's going to be hard to stay bullish on Ethereum. And then the Ethereum to Bitcoin chart, look at this, very similar to the DXY. It's actually below its previous week low, and looking like it's starting to downtrend, and does have a lot of room to go, potentially towards 65,000 satoshis. If we don't get above 78,948 satoshis, that's going to spell trouble for Ethereum coming into this merge. And then what else is significant on the chart, snipers? Let's talk about Bitcoin against the SPY. You can see also trying to get above this major resistance. We got a pretty bullish daily candle here. Now, if we can start to see this Bitcoin against SPY chart break this downtrend of forming these lower highs, that's what we ideally like to see to assume that maybe Bitcoin is ready for a strong move and potentially a decoupling from the equity markets. And that would also allow Bitcoin to stop being so weak against the equity markets, to break these lower highs is what we're looking for here. So far, things are looking good here for Bitcoin against the SPY. And so other revolving parts aren't too significant. Let's go back into Bitcoin and start to dissect the smaller time frames and what's really happening. So it's very clear Bitcoin is really facing this previous support, currently as resistance. That's garden variety market behavior. You can see we've yet to really get back inside of this channel. That's what we have to monitor here. I've been saying 22,000 around this area is a major resistance for Bitcoin. The fact that we're having a cup of coffee here and that we've got six green daily candles heading towards this resistance, things are actually looking quite good that we could potentially break above it. And like I said, snipers, as long as S&P 500 doesn't come below its previous weekly open, Bitcoin's major support right now is 20,000 on the dot. That's the previous weekly open. Bitcoin could range bound here, and that's still bullish. What we really want to see right now for Bitcoin, and this could happen with CPI numbers coming out. Who knows? There's a lot of fundamentals playing part this month. We had a pretty bullish weekly candle close last week. What we really want to see now is this 20-week moving average, the bull market resistance band, get tested. We've yet to test this. If we can test that 20-week moving average, there's no reason Bitcoin wouldn't test it. We've already opened the door to this price range by testing this major resistance at 24,300, which is now where the 20-week moving average, which is the bull market resistance band, is currently showing confluence. If we can test that at a minimum, that would be great. If we can get above it, that would be extremely bullish. Now you're hearing people talking about a potential bull market for Bitcoin. If we get above that 20-week moving average, get ready for the bulls to come out. And so, pretty awesome update today, snipers. I appreciate each and every one of you tuning into the channel. Smash like one for the YouTube algorithm. I know some of our videos lately have been a little bit redundant. I've been kind of off pace. Engagement hasn't been as high on YouTube. And for some of the smaller YouTubers like me, that really stinks. And so hopefully the algorithm can start playing to our favor. I'm pretty sure that we're being shadow banned right now because of our YouTube shorts. And so I have some stuff to handle on the back end to make sure the snipers community can continue to thrive. But we're here, we're surviving this bear market. We've been here for 5 years, snipers. And so don't expect anything to change. I'm always gonna be here for you guys. I care about you guys, and I'll always get back on track. If content starts to get redundant, we'll continue to keep things interesting because we do have the best cryptocurrency technical analysis on the internet, and I am confident about that. And so thank you all, snipers, for tuning into the Snipers channel today. I appreciate each and every one of you guys. Jeffrey, shout out to you, man. Keep on pushing me, man. He's one of our old-time Discord members. I love the Discord. Some of you guys are just phenomenal in there. I love the engagement. It truly means a lot to see that, and I'm always reading every single message and trying to also contribute myself and keep everything decentralized. And with that, thank you all, snipers, for tuning into the channel today. We have a lot coming up here soon. And with that, I will see you guys next time. CPI numbers coming out tomorrow. Expect some volatility, a lot of stuff coming out in the next 48 hours. The Ethereum merge, let's see what happens. Until next time, snipers out.